We have pink squirrels.
Do you? Mm-hmm. What color are they?
I found two black-looking ones out there, gray, between gray and black in my yard. I'm trying to catch them. I'm cruel, I guess. Because they just eat my flowers up. And all the nut trees. Hugo got all my trees. You see the pecan trees. So I don't have any in my yard. All my double shot pecan trees. And squirrels have been terrible this year. Terrible.
They're looking for something to eat, too. Yeah. How about an animal that makes such a bad stink?
What's that down? It's not possible. What do you call it? But we very seldom have those. Now, we have some possums around. You see those often. If you've got a chicken, they like to come and get in your chicken house and eat them up, the possum does.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh. They just love chicken.
They'll kill a chicken?
Oh, yeah. They get in your chicken house and destroy half of them one night.
And how about birds, like the kind that pecks in the trees and makes holes?
Yeah, now we have a lot of woodpeckers around here because they like to get around my fireplace from outside and just pick.
On the, is it brick?
Brick. They love brick or wood. Brick or wood. Because mine are eating my fireplace up on the outside.
I didn't know they'd bother that. There's some bugs, like the little ones that light up in the evening, you see them out.
Yeah, lightning bugs, you used to have, but I never see one of those anymore.
You don't see them around here much?
No, never anymore. And years ago, you could see them anytime you'd walk outside at night, you'd see the lightning bugs, but you never see them.
I've seen lots of them out where I live.
Is that right? Well, we don't have
them. They're pretty. I like to watch them.
Of course, they spray this town often.
For mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, and I guess that's what destroys the other things.
And what about a bug? It eats the mosquitoes, I think. You see
the mosquito.
Yeah.
Big mosquito. They used to light on your clothesline all the time. So you could catch that mosquito. You didn't call it a mosquito. You said, I'm going to catch that mosquito and catch it too.
So that's pretty. The ones that bite you.
You don't know, mosquito don't bite. No, that's the little small mosquito. These used to be a large mosquito, they called them.
Okay.
They were large and small. It's a little tiny one that'll bite you. And this large one would eat insects.
Different colors. Like green, some of them kind of greenish color. How about the kind that hop around in the...
That's the grasshopper you're talking about. I'll give you plenty of those to take back with you.
Got them in your garden, or?
Oh, and on your flowers, and they'll just eat them up overnight. You have to spray for those. I put 7 out often to kill those.
I don't have many of those.
They'll start, maybe you'll find about 2, and I guess they lay an egg. And on my lirio, that's what they like to get. And when I go to the mailbox, I'm just shoot about 1 out there, and you come back that afternoon, it must be 1,000 little tiny.
Wow.
You just get your 7 and put it out and destroy all of them.
Now, what would you call a kind of a nest that a spider makes?
A mess. Spider makes the webs. They have a lot of webs.
Have this, call them the same thing if they're outside or if they're in the house.
Yeah, you very seldom see a spider in the house anymore. Most of them on the outside in your porches and on the outside. Trees and old bones and things.
Okay. Now, what about a fungus that comes up on the ground after it rains? They pop up. Like some people eat some of them.
You mean talking about old mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody would eat those, you think so? I eat mushrooms what's canned, but not these that pop up in my yard.